we find that the pasuk in the Mitzvah says, a well-known pasuk, "Ki haMitzvah hazoyis asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim lo nifleisi mimcho v'lo rechoki lo b'shamayim yilema miyal lono ha'shamayim v'yikocha lono v'lo yimei v'lo yam ki kor v'lecha adov v'moyed v'fichul v'ochol hazoyis." Famous pasukim. We try to speak out that these pasukim of ki kor v'lecha adov v'moyed is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. So we have a pasuk over here, Parashas Nitzavim, which says to us, "Kikor v'lecha adov moed is an easy mitzvah, it's close, b'fichu v'ochol asayisay." And the Abishayla is that we're so far from, we can't even say tshuva is hard, tshuva is easy, we have no shaychus b'chal kemat to the zach. But for sure to go say that it's an easy zach to go do tshuva, that's something which we don't understand. Kikor v'lecha adov moed, a mitzvah, it's an easy mitzvah, it's not here, it's not distant, it's right here in front of us. What's the pshat in that? Why is it taka so close to us? There's an interesting medrash in the beginning of last week's parasha of Shoftim. It says, "Shoftim v'shoftim titzon l'chob v'chol sharecha." So the medrash says on the pasuk, "Hahu d'ksiv," the famous pasuk in Mishlei where it says, "Leich al namala," go watch an ant. That Asher ein lo kotzin, it doesn't have a commander, it doesn't have anybody telling it what to do, it doesn't have a balabas. And the mala, the ant, runs back and forth the whole summer, doing what it needs to do, it stores up, it never hesitates, it never stops, without a hefsek, without anybody telling it what to do. Is the Chayyur, Rabbi Ruchem points out that, what's the Medrash coming to tell us? Is the Medrash coming to be a little bit cynical? The Medrash is coming to say, that look at the namala that doesn't need a shayftim and shaytrim. You need shayftim and shaytrim. You need somebody to tell you what to do. You need somebody to boss you around. But look at this lowly creature, the namala, asher ein lo kotzel, ein lo moishel. There's nobody telling him what to do. There's nobody in charge, and it does its job. And this is a tviya kilu v'shaytrim v'shaytrim is a b'diyevetik amatziv. The fact that we need to come on to Shoftim v'Shoftim is that there's some sort of tvi on you, that you need somebody to tell you what to do. Look at the namal. Is the emphasis that the medrash is a pella? What type of comparison that is? A namala, right, when it goes ahead and it stores up, it works the whole, you ever see you go down the street, you see the ants marching back and forth in a parade, everyone's carrying a drop of what it will. They're storing up for the winter, they're investing for the future. None of them went to business school. Right, they don't have an MBA, so how do they know to do this? The terrorists is, and they do it the second they're born. From the second that they're born, right away, they're already marching, they're storing up for the winter. So what's the pshat in that? The terrorists is their nature. That's the tevet that Kosh Baruch Hu poured into them. Rabbi Ruchem writes in other places, you see Gevalde Gazach, that animals have a tevet, which is no shachas b'chal to the sechel. If you see a cat that's born, so a minute after it's born, it will stand on its feet, and the truck will come, will step back, it won't cross over. You take a little kid, and he walks across the street. There's a teva that Kosh Boku created in the Olam Hachai that they dangle for their own needs. So what type of comparison is that? What type of time is that? That there's a tvi on you that if it's the namala does its job without any outside interference, and you need a shayftim v'shayftim. Shteita big chiddush over here in this medrash. It's not a chiddush. It's something which is posher that we don't know. That a person in his natural state, the etzem, his natural teva mitzat his pnimius, is that he has a natural meshicha tavayis Hashem. The etzem, a person in his natural state is dovak in a kodesh baruch hu. A person in his natural state doesn't need shayim to b'shaytrim. And a person in the matzah that he was created, the etzem should run after mitzvahs. We find something interesting by the Ovis. Whenever the Torah speaks about the Ovis, the Torah says, Vayimaher, Vayoros. Kemat, that's the only verb that it ever says. They ran, they jumped. The pshat of the Ovis were in a natural state. They were namalim. The natural state of the Ovis was they brought themselves to that stage. That they went back to the state that a person is be'etzim is, that a person runs Tavayis Hashem. That's a person's etzim mitzias. Chazal described in Sanhedrin Dasadik Vov that Kosh Baruch Hu spoke about the Ovis. The lashon that he used was that the Ovis ran in front of me like horses in marshland. That's the lashon of the Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadik Vov. What's the pshat in that? So the Balei Musa speak out that what's pshat marshland? It's quicksand. person's feet get sunk into it. So how do you get through it? You're going to walk slowly. You're going to get sunk into it. That's Eilam Hazeh. A person goes through Eilam Hazeh with an atzlus, gets sunk into the quicksand, you get sunk until there's nothing left. Maybe the guy's here, you see a hair stuck, you won't even know that the guy's there. So there's a finger left out. The Avos moved so quickly. Well, sure, they moved quickly. They never got stuck in Eilam Hazeh. And they flew over the quicksand of Eilam Hazeh. The Mehirus of the Avos was the Matzav of the Molo, that they got to that Darga of constant Zahirus, and constant Mehirus, and constant Zrisus. That's the Darga of the Avos. Is the natural state of a person when he's born, mitzad his etzem pnimius, the etzem is a tvi on you of leich el namolo. That means we're telling you to go to the namolo because you be'etzem have the same teva. Asher ein lo kotzin, the ein lo moishol, she doesn't have anybody running their lives telling them what to do, and yet they know what to do, that the natural inclination is. So why taka don't we have it? So what's taka of shat? Why taka do we need shayif to mishrei to? Bocha came over, yes, I once said this, Bocha came over, yes, we need taka nu. I don't need a shaykh to my shaykh. Anybody tell me what to do? And I said, yeah. I said, another day or two. You wait another week or two before you get to that darga. Of the pshat is that why taka do we need shaykh to my shaykh? If that's taka our natural state, what's taka the pshat? Is the emphasis that there's a chazal on the first pasuk that I said, kikor ve'lecha dover moid, v'fichol v'okol ha'soysoy, is a gewaltig chazal. In Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech describes an otzel, and the Medrash says as follows on that pasuk of Kikov Lecha Dover Moed, if you have a vocal and it's off, and says the Medrash like this: Shlomo HaMelech said seven things about an otzel, and Moshe Rabbeinu said much worse. What were the seven things? It says over there, it describes that they tell a guy, Rav over here, your Rebbe's in the city, go learn by him. He says, long schlep out there, it's traffic jam, I don't have time. So say, Rav in the neighborhood, all sorts of schlep. Rapha's across the street, Rapha's in the next room, he's sitting at the table. The final stage, Shlomo HaMelech brings down, is it's sitting in the plate in front of you, just to take a fork and put it in. He doesn't have papers. Those are the seven dargas that it speaks about. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Medrash said more than that. It's already in your mouth. Just bring it out of your mouth. The Bir HaDvarim in the Medrash is as follows. Shlomo HaMelech was describing situations where a person has access to Ruchnius. There's Ruchnius available. There's opportunities for growth. Rapcho Be'ir. You have an opportunity to gain something. So the guy says, I can't be bothered. It's far away. It's distant. I have to mutter myself. I can't. It gets closer and gets closer and gets closer. The opportunities are closer and closer. Until it's mamash in the plate in front of you. And the person's lazy and he says, I can't be bothered to go put my fork into it. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't have to take the fork out. You don't have to make any effort. It's inside you. Take it out of your mouth. It's inside of you already. Bir HaDvarim is what the Medrash is saying is that a person is intrinsically Ruchnius. A person is intrinsically Dovak and Akkadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to look for outside sources. You don't have to look for tricks to go find Hechatimses, to go get close to Akkadosh Baruch Hu. You yourself carry within you in a Shomer L'Kayim Mal, where you're intrinsically connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your etzim state is a matzav of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we say in the Gemara all over, where the Gemara says that G'doyla Tshuva Shemagas HaKiseh HaKovid, what's the pshat in that? Tshuva is a gewaltige darga. Tshuva can bring a person up to Kiseh HaKovid. But why taka? Why taka could Tshuva bring a person to Kiseh HaKovid? Because a person comes from the Tachas Kiseh HaKovid. A person's neshama is chatzuva mitachas Kiseh HaKovid. And if the person's neshama is tachas the Kiseh HaKovid, so the tshuva takes the person back to where he's going from. A person, when a person does tshuva, you can't go somewhere that you weren't before. A person is going back to where he came from. His gedoyla tshuva shemagas HaKiseh HaKovid is the etzem, a description of who you are, the etzem. You're home of us. You come from Tachas Kiseh HaKovid. That's where you come from, which is the highest dargo. He says in Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Malachim didn't want to give him the Torah, and they started to, it says over there, wanted to burn him, behevel p'em, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, achoyiz b'kiseh HaKovid, hold on to the kiseh HaKovid, and what he meant to say was, that you have a darga which is higher than the Malachim, you come from tachas kiseh HaKovid himself, you carry within you, v'yipach, the apple of nishmas chayim, you carry within you, in the shalom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. His goal of tshuva shemagas HaKiseh HaKovid is, because that's the etzem mechus of a person, that's a person's natural state. Is Memelo what Moshe Rabbeinu said, was, is that as much as you're lazy and as much as you don't want to make the effort, that's only been a geya when you have to go get something externally and take something from the outside. But if we're telling you that it's the etzim in you, and all you have to do is bring out what you have inside. You don't have to go acquire something from Chitzayinis. The etzem part of your mahus, that's the etzem what you are. Is the pshat is then about it is a gefer l'chataina on a person. Is if that's what Chazal said on the pasuk of Pirkei Avot v'Lasosei, is that's the answer to our question of how could it be kukarve lecha dover ma'oi? What do you mean tshuva is easy? What's easy? The answer is, Taka, this medrash says the answer. B'fichu b'avchal ha-seisoi, that there's a tvi on a mensch, but you yourself are be'etzem ruchanius. B'fichu. It's not something on the outside that you have to take into your mouth. It'll be something you have to take down to your mouth, so you come and tie it in the face. It's not inside me. Oh, but the medrash is answering the kasha, Taka, but it's not something on the outside. It's not rabcho be'ir. It's not a matzav which is external to you. It's be'etzem you. Hoitzei dover mitot picha. It's in your mouth already. That's what you are. So if a person asks, why is tshuva, it doesn't say tshuva is easy, it says it's close. One of the reasons why a person is afraid of doing tshuva, a person is afraid of changing, a person is afraid of making a tikkun, is because a person says, doesn't have a sense of direction. Where am I going? How far do I want to go? Where am I going to get the kreches from? The general problem with doing tshuva is a sense of yish. And what the pasuk is telling is that there's nothing to be miyayish for. The kreches that you have for tshuva, the inner kreches that you have for tshuva, you have already. They're there already because that's your etzem mahus. You're not coming to do something new. You're not coming to build a new binyan. The pirkei avot v'lasosei, because that's what your etzem mahus is, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said a darga which was completely different than the darga of the laziness of shlemut. And that's not what the medrash means. Lech al namala. Your natural state is that you don't need shayftim v'shayftim. Your natural state is that you're naturally dovek takadosh baruch hu. There's a gewaltige chazal, which I'd like to say over. There's a gewaltige chazal that it says by Yaakov Avinu when he came to get the bracha from Yitzchak, so he was worried. He said, "Ini achi ish seir, v'anochi ish cholak." He said, "I'm smooth, and Esav is seir, is hairy." So there's a medrash over there on the pasuk of "Anochi ish cholak." Cholak is smooth. Says the Medrash, ki chelak Hashem amoy, a play on words. The word cholak and the word chelak are the same words. Ki chelak Hashem amoy, yakim chelak nachlosei. Chelak Hashem amoy. What does the Medrash mean? What's this play on words? So the Medrash over there brings a mashal. It says a mashal of two people who walked into a barn full of hay. And the hay fell on their heads. One guy had long hair, long curly hair. So the hay got stuck in his hair, he couldn't get it out. The other guy was a baldy, so the hay piled up on his head. When he wanted to take it off, he gave one sweep and the hair fell off. The hay fell off. What it means is the Medrash is saying, Medrash on the pasuk of it, Medrash Rabbah. The pshat is that, Anochi ish chalok, Klai Yisrael are smooth. What's pshat with smooth? Be'etzem, a chet doesn't stick to Klai Yisrael. That's what it means. A chet doesn't stick to Klai Yisrael. Like the hay, that you can sweep it off with one blow. Why taka are Klai Yisrael cholok? Why are we taka smooth? Why taka doesn't anything stick to us? Kichelak Hashem Amoy. Because the yid is be'etzem dovek and akar is broken. That's what the Medrash means. And since kichelak Hashem Amoy, since a yid is be'etzem achelak of akar is broken, a yid is be'etzem dovek and akar is broken, so a yid is always cholok. A yid with one sweep could sweep it off. Because the chet dovek becomes part of him. Because the etzem itzias of the yid is that he's attached to akar is broken. V'anoichi ish, aber esav ish seir. Esav is the etzem, a hairy person. And the pshat is the etzem chaton gets stuck with him. They become part of him. Because that's his etzem mahus. His etzem mahus is that he's not chelak Hashem Amoy. Shteita a gewaltig gezach. That Klal Yisrael is the etzem dovek takadosh baruch hu, and that their natural state allows them to separate themselves from the chet. A lot of the problem is that we walk around with the hargosha that we can't fix anything because the chatom have become already habit and they've become part of us. That's the main reason why we're miyuyish from tshuva. The main reason why we're miyuyish from tshuva is because we feel that it's come out biological already. All the things that we do, that's already a habit. That's second nature for us. It's very hard to fix second nature. It's already part of us. It's already part of our metzias. And what this medrash is telling us is that a person asks, what is your metzias taka? Are you an ish cholok or an ish seir? Are you chelak Hashem amoy or not? What is your metzias be'etzem? If a person understands that his metzias is be'etzem chelak Hashem amoy, if a person understands that be'etzem he's mechuber takadosh baruch hu, and if he if he would make the sweep and get rid of the hay off his head, he can get rid of it. A person would see that we're much closer than we think. But we don't even start the process because we don't feel that we're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we get into this cycle that we can't do tshuva because we feel, we see our hair is full of hay, and we feel that we're full of avarice, and we feel that it's part of us. We don't see any way of getting rid of it. We don't see any way of detaching ourselves from it. There's a Gevaldik HaSfasemes in Parashat Bolok. It says, Lohibit oven bi Yaakov, v'leiro omol bi Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see avarice in Klai Yisrael. Hashem Eloikov imoy v'sruas melech boi. Says Rashi, the truas melech boy, what does that mean? Loshen chiba v'reyos. The trua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech, is boy. Svasemes is medayik. It doesn't say imoy. The truas melech, the friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chiba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boy, is inside every yid. Svasemes over there goes on to speak about that the inyan of trua, that we blow a shofar, is connected to this concept of Shuras Melech Void. I'm not going to be myrrh on it, but I'm just hinting at it. The concept is that when a person blows out from the inside, he's blowing out his pnimius. And the pnimius of a yid is the Shuras Melech, is the chiba and the reyus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is void. So when a person's blowing the shofar, that's what the Svasemis is hinting at. So you're clutching at your etzem mitzias, which is your pnimius, which is your neshama. Vayipach ba'apach nishmas chayim, Pachad Yitzchak writes, was done with an act of blowing. The neshama was blown into a person. And the act of blowing is a neshama act. The pshat is that a person's blowing is a person is reaching in and touching the part of him which is the neshama part of him, which is the reyus part of him, the trua part of him, the part of boy, of truas melech boy, the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is deep inside him. That's the void of El, that's the inyan of Tekiyah Shofar, which is all the same stuff. So on one hand, we're saying that kikor ve'lecha hadover ma'oid, and that is v'ficha b'vavcha l'asoysoi, is the encouraging machshava which allows us b'chlal to go to do tshuva, that there's hope, that there's a chance, because we all live in a matzav of kichelek Hashem amoy. We all live in a matzav of truas melech boy. That's our etzem mitzias of boy. But there's another side to the coin also. And the other side of the coin is that the same way the pasuk is an encouraging pasuk. That's what gives you the koyches to do tshuva. But there's another side to the coin also. The picha bavchal asayseh, the same way, it's the opportunity and the koyach to do tshuva. It's also the tviya on us also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to you, I don't understand. The picha bavchal asayseh, I made you great. I gave you opportunities. I gave you koyches. The cheshbon ha-nefesh of b'fichah v'avchal ha-seisei is not only what enables me to do tshuva, it's also the cheshbon ha-nefesh of tshuva itself. Seder. A year went by. What did you do with the gevaldik koyches that I gave you? I gave you koyches of b'fichah v'avchal ha-seisei. I gave you koyches of truas melech boy. I gave you a metzias of kichelek Hashem Amo. You're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have nuclear weapons. You have koyches at kisei ha-kovid. What did you do with those koyches? That's tshuva. Tshuva is b'seder. On one hand, those koiches are what enables us to do tshuva. But those koiches are also a gefirlich tvi on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us life. Gave you health. You had food to eat this year. People in New Orleans don't have what to eat. So you say, New Orleans? But the night before they had what to eat. And the night before they didn't dream they wouldn't have what to eat the next day. A million people next day didn't have what to eat. So you had what to eat this year. The Baruch Hu gave you health. The Baruch Hu gave you menuchas and nefesh. The Baruch Hu gave you koiches. What did you do with it this year? I gave you kliches of at kisei hakovod. I gave you enormous kliches. I gave you a dveikus and a kadosh baruch hu batzim. That's your natural state. I gave you kliches of a nemala. I gave you kliches of an ant that naturally. So what do you do with it? So the Midrash says, "Hashavat dvarim ba'atzel." We're lazy. The tshuva and the cheshbon ha-nefesh that we all have to make these days is: what did we do with the opportunity that kadosh baruch hu gave in learning? In Avodas Hashem, in davening, did we use 10% of our kreifas? Did we use 20% of our kreifas for davening, for learning? Did we have dreams and visions and she'ifas to become a Talmud Chacham, to chaparayim, mesechtes, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to talk to Him, to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do chesed? Did we use out the opportunities that b'fichah v'avchal ha-seisei? So, it's two sides of the same coin. B'fichah v'avchal ha-seisei is a very encouraging pasuk. But it's also a gefirlich demand. You can go into depression from it. What do you do with what I gave you? is on one hand, that's the tvi on us, and to be misakin our ways, and to make up that for the coming year, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to use out our koichas in Ruchnius and Gashmius and the enormous resources that everyone has. Everyone has a gevaldik koichas. Every person, every yochin in Klal Yisrael has a koichas to be mekayim the whole Bria. It says that every person who learns is mekayim the Bria. Bishvili nivroilim. People have enormous koichas. The person has to make a deep cheshbon nefesh. What are we doing with our lives? Are we using out the time appropriately? Are we stopping pashkining in the vek with narishkeit or mediocrity? And there's a gevaldik tvia. The people of Ochel HaSeisach. That's as close as we are, and that's as far as we are. And the two sides of the coin are the framework and the scholas advarim to begin the void of tshuva.